Suzanne aux yeux noirs, Jérémy Deller. Une nouvelle aube.
Well, you asked me to make a poster. I'd made a poster a few years ago called A New Dawn. It was meant to be when we came out of lockdown last year, but it didn't really happen. I was trying to make a positive comment about restrictions being lifted and there being a new sort of moment for people. And it's a sort of pun on Stonehenge. So you have the sun rising or setting. It's meant to be set rising, isn't it? Because it's dawn between the stones of Stonehenge. But it's a smiley face, it's not the sun. So it's meant to be like a happy, positive feeling for summer solstice. But it didn't really happen like that last year in the end. But it's still a nice, colourful pop image. It's definitely a new age visual, the poster, but also it's like a rave poster as well, which used Stonehenge a bit, used the smiley face, obviously, and used these landscapes, these sort of fantasy cartoon landscapes, often when they were making visuals for flyers, especially in posters. So it's definitely influenced by the aesthetic of what I would call rave flyers of the early 90s, especially late 80s and early 90s. But basically used anything they wanted to. It was almost like punk, again, in terms of imagery that they'd use. So when you asked me to make something, I thought I'd make something positive and colourful. It's not very deep work. It's actually very simplistic and, if not simple, but also maybe it references the idea around Stonehenge and underground music scene and parties at Stonehenge. And that Stonehenge is a place of pilgrimage for people, well, at one point for people for a music festival who used to go there and have increasingly crazy times into the 80s when it had to be stopped because it was just getting too big. So there's a sort of vague countercultural dance music theme to the work as well. Well, I mean, I've made posters from the beginning of my career in a way, from mid to early 90s. I was printing, making things, putting things in the street, and I've never really stopped. Just now it's bigger. Often the posters are bigger and it's official. But I've always liked making things and then putting them somewhere and then leaving them in public. I like doing that. I like seeing my work in the street. And it's easy to do. You know, some of the projects I do take 2 years, but with the poster, you can do it in a few days. You can make something and it can be in the street. It's very quick. So it's very satisfying to have that. So that's something I really enjoy doing. I enjoy the immediacy of that, the speed of it, and just, I don't know what the word is really, but it's just the satisfaction you get from making something and giving it a life in the street. And also they're very good, very, very immediate. People can buy them cheaply, you can give them to people. There's a democratic element to them as well. And you know, if they're designed well, they look great. And so it's just a very satisfying way to make art and to see it, I think, for me at least. Technically, I mean, it's a print. I don't even know how it's being printed. Is it a lithograph, offset lithograph, something like this? I don't know. I have a graphic designer I work with, and basically I'll send him a drawing, like a really bad drawing, and I'll take a picture of it in a book and say, look, in a notebook and say, can you do this? And he's very good at translating my ideas into something that you'd want to look at. But it's a very simple drawing. I make drawings, a lot of the time if someone asks me to sign something or they ask for a drawing, I do a drawing of a smiley face between Stonehenge, the stones at Stonehenge, because Stonehenge is very easy to draw. It's anyone can draw it, and a smiley face is quite easy. So for me, this is my level of expertise. So it's a drawing I do quite a lot. And I mean, two, you know, the smiley face and Stonehenge are both great pieces of branding in a way. They're great trademarks or whatever you want to call them. They're both very easy to draw, but they're both recognizable. The silhouette of Stonehenge is recognizable all around the world, as is the smiley face. So it's just combining these two elements. I'm sure someone's done it before me. I can't believe I'm the first person to do this. I just can't believe it, but maybe I am. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Is it Aube? Aube? Un nouvel Aube. Well, I thought it should be in French because it's in France, isn't it? And like I said, I've already made it in English. But I wanted to make something, if it's going to be in France, then it should be in French. I mean, this exhibition here, Art Concept, is all, everything's in English, all the posters. But some of them have translations about what they are, but I thought it was important. Be weird not to make it in the mother tongue of the country that I'm in. So that's why, I mean, I hope it makes sense. It's the right words and grammar. I mean, it's three words, but I still get it wrong. But it looks nice. I think in the French way, it looks good because the words are longer. So it has more of a curve to it. It's like a rainbow, almost a rainbow effect. So there's another thing there. So it's a sunrise, dawnscape, and there's a hint of a rainbow as well. I have a gallery here, which is why I do shows in Paris. It's for practical reasons, really. But also I've done things with museums in France and some performances in Paris. It's easy to get to. It's easier to get to Paris than it is to get to a lot of cities in the UK. And so I've probably been to Paris more than any other place outside of the UK, maybe hundreds of times. So also the relationship between France and Britain or England is always interesting. There's always some tension, weirdly. So I think that's interesting. And so French people maybe have an interest in what's going on in Britain or British art to maybe give them some information about the UK, to maybe help them understand it, possibly. I can't answer that question in a way. That's for a French person to say, yes, you're very helpful, or something. But, you know, I think there's a fascination with the English, with the French, and the French with the English. A new dawn. You think of a new dawn as a very, you hope is a very positive thing. But then also it's a sort of idealistic thing. So hopefully it's... Strange enough, when Tony Blair won the election in 1907, that was a big moment in Britain. And he gave a speech, and I went to the speech. You know, thousands of people went to the speech, and he began it saying, a new dawn has broken, because he gave it at 5 a.m. and the dawn was breaking, but he obviously meant a new dawn for the country. So maybe there's a little memory of that in the work as well. So it's obviously a new dawn. You hope it's a good one. The new dawn is a good dawn. It doesn't necessarily mean that, because of the way people might use that phrase to mean something entirely different. But I'd like to think, when you look at the imagery of this work, it's pretty optimistic and colourful and positive and uncontroversial, maybe.